There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Recently on my Saturday radio call-in program, I interviewed Senator Rick Santorum, who has authored a new book called It Takes a Family. The book is touted as the conservative response to Hillary Clinton's book called It Takes a Village. Those titles may sound simple or even silly, but they are the names of opposite factions in our culture today. One side claims that it takes a family to raise children, and the other side says a village can raise children. Let's define our terms. Those who talk about the village are using village as a code word for government. In other words, when they say it takes a village to raise a child, what they really mean is we should rely for the care, custody, and control of children on the government, which means the school or government daycare or psychologists or family courts. One of the principal things that the liberals want is taxpayer-financed daycare as a new middle-class entitlement. They made a great effort to get Congress to pass this about 15 years ago, but Congress refused, understanding that the American people don't want to pay for babysitters for other people's children. The village advocates have not changed their goals, but they have changed their semantics. They now call a national daycare plan early childhood education, or pre-K, which stands for pre-kindergarten. This is very expensive to the taxpayers because small children require a much higher teacher-pupil ratio than children of regular school age. In his new book, Senator Santorum argues that strong families are the building block of our society and that public policy should favor families. He says the basic responsibility of education lies with parents, and they need to step up and participate in the education process. Unfortunately, a federal court has ruled that parents' right to control the upbringing of their children does not extend beyond the threshold of the school door. Parents, wake up and realize if you want to retain your parents' rights, you should oppose these forces.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum, and we share your concern about children left in daycare every day. For the latest news about this national crisis, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our free daycare information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the luxuries of yesterday have become today's necessities.
I should feel good.
Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I've discussed from time to time with our audience RCAF and what RCAF means and what RCAF does, and I'm not going into all of that now, but I have pretty much agreed with what RCAF is doing and trying to do as far as the cattle industry is concerned, but I think they're totally wrong on this animal ID thing because RCAF thinks it's okay as long as it's voluntary. Well, I'd go along with that, too, if I thought anything that the government does could remain voluntary. If you want to find out whether it would remain voluntary or not, look at how the IRS was first established. The income tax law that was passed back in 1913 said it's voluntary. We find out that Social Security at that time was voluntary. Everything the government wants really passed and thinks it's controversial, oh, it's just voluntary. Once it's voluntary, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be mandatory. And this thing can be stopped in its tracks. There's no reason why if enough people would get together and just say, absolutely not, no way, Jose, it's done deal, we're not going to get involved in it, it could be stopped. And I have with me today Russell Wood. Russell Wood is a rancher in southern Missouri. He has for many, many years been in the property rights movement. Russell, you have seen several things change just because people got up in arms about it.
Yes, and last night we had a meeting down here with the representative from Senator Talent's office, Terry Campbell, and we had a packed house. I think there were awful close to 150 people there who made it clear to Mr. Campbell that they did not want this animal ID. And they didn't stutter. It was loud and clear.
Was there anybody there that said, oh, these hillbillies down here are wrong?
Not but spoke up.
See, no. this can happen. I mean, there's no reason why a bunch of us rednecks can't turn this thing around.
Well, the information, you know, that's out is that that USDA did ask for comments and ask for opinions, and that they got 60 responses. 60 responses, mostly are all favorable.
Yeah, you know how they ask, don't you?
Ask so that's the answer they'd get us.
Well, they don't. Who do they ask? They never go out into cow country and say, hey, we're going to have a meeting tonight. I want everybody that thinks we ought to have mandatory animal ID show up. No, they don't do that. And even if they have a meeting, it'll be a little bitty ad somewhere on the back page of a local newspaper that nobody reads anyway.
Well, you know, the group that really pushed to get this thing going, such as Cargill and that bunch, you know, plus the AirTag industry people, I'm sure they're the ones they ask.
Absolutely.
But they say this has strong support. When you have 60 comments out of a population of 300 million, that's not much.
No, I wouldn't think so.
And they hadn't asked us yet. But we're getting the word to him.
What does Talons, I can't remember his name because it's one of his honchos, but what does he say?
Well, when he was down in West Plains last week and talked to a group there, he was saying, he started out by saying that the next farm bill, maybe we can get some changes put in. Well, people in the audience started hooting and hollering and saying, it's not the farm bill. It's all this animal health, and it comes from a different source and this and that. And so he got some education. He's a good man. He's willing to listen and learn, you know, and correct his mistakes. And last night, he knew a heck of a lot more about it. And he just said it. He said, the point that we're getting here is that you simply don't want it. And, well, yeah, that was basically it. Don't want the intrusion, don't want the... Of course, there's so much of this program that is, as you've been saying, you know, you've been talking about it for a while and getting some people interested in looking at it. But if this has to do with animal, with the food chain, we don't eat a whole lot of horses. So why are they included in this?
And, and not only that, but they've got llamas, they've got anything that walks, literally, is in this bill.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all there. So, and then this saying that it's to stop the foot and mouth disease along with mad cow, that's pretty weak, you know, since there hadn't been a case of foot and mouth for 70 years in this country, and there's no prospect of it coming. And the mad cow thing never did get in the food chain.
You know, it's the whole thing is about people control. There is no doubt about that. And these people that think, oh, it's all right if it's voluntary, it will not remain voluntary. I can assure you of that.
Bob Parker spoke last night. He's really getting into learning, you know, we believe in going to the law itself or the rule itself or the proposed whatever itself and studying directly from their own words. And Bob is doing that and kind of leading the charge down here. But he pointed out that seat belts were a voluntary thing when first introduced.
Well, so was IRS. I mean, not the IRS, but the income tax law.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Russell, stay with me through the break, if you would, please.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
I'm visiting with Russell Wood. He just returned from an animal ID meeting in his area. There's another one coming up in southern Missouri, and we're going to have Ed on here in a minute. He just attended one in Kirksville, Missouri. Now, I don't know if these are being held around the nation or not, but if they are, and they're doing what they're doing here in Missouri, this thing could be stopped in its tracks. Now, there, Joanne Emerson, she's a representative from Missouri. She's going to be at West Plains at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Civic Center, and it's going to be an animal ID meeting there. So you people in that area, and get bunches of people in there, because, you know, it's impressive when you've got 150 people, as Russell mentioned, coming into a meeting like this, and all of them thinking exactly the same way and saying the same thing. These people have to wake up and realize that we are tired of being pushed around by federal government. Now, let me give you that figure again. It's Monday, February the 27th. That'll be this coming Monday, and it's at West Plains Civic Center, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and Joanne Emerson, she's a representative, will be there. So we need to explain to these people, we don't want this, we are not going to accept it. Now, let me go to Ed in Missouri. Ed, you attended a meeting up in northern Missouri last night, right?
Yes, Dr. Max Thornberry spoke. He's an officer in NFU and in RCAF.
Right.
And there were about 75 people there, and he did a very good job of explaining the various options and theories that have to do with animal ID. He made a very important point, I think, which I agree with and I've thought about for some time. The excuse for this is the possibility of diseases coming from South America and Central America.
Sure, that's what they're telling us.
Go
ahead.
Can you believe if we did away with these free trade agreements, that threat wouldn't be there? So it shows that the adoption of these free trade agreements is very intricately involved with it. And he spoke about the fact that country of origin labeling is practiced in every other country that he's ever visited, and he's visited a lot of countries in Central America, etc.
Now, he's vice president of RCAF.
That's right.
Is RCAF going to fight this, or are they going to go along like a good little sheeple?
Well, he personally thought that it was useful if done individually. And
it might be useful.
But
Social Security is useful, but that doesn't mean we needed it.
Well, I'd say personally I'm against it, as strongly against it as I can be. I'm a member of RCAF. I'm a member of National Farmers Union, and I am with AEM, the American Agricultural
right.
Movement. In fact, that ad that was on just when I got on was one that I wrote. I just can't believe the way all these issues are involved with animal ID, with country of origin labeling, with free trade agreements. Every one of these things go hand in hand to bring about this Agenda 21 and to take away the freedom that Americans have. Max Thornberry made the point.
Hey, we're going to take a break. Stay with me.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
And we're back. Going into the commercial break, Ed, you were just about to say that Max Thornberry made the point, and we just had to take a break. So,
I can't remember what I was going to say, but Max did really a good job of explaining it. I've heard him explain it two or three times. There were 75 people there, and the majority of people, from their questions you could tell, were against animal ID. And he seemed, as I said, to think that it could be used individually.
What does he mean by individually?
In other words, use those tags for a person tracing the origin of their own animals. The real question is if we should back this mandatory. I think we should dump this because, again, it's this whole globalization thing. Every country in the world identifies their food, but because of our packers and big people in grains, et cetera, we don't have the right to identify our food. And the whole idea is so that we import rather than export. And the excuse for these free trade agreements is to increase exports. That's a phony argument. It's never helped.
Okay, appreciate the call, Ed. Keep us informed.
There were 75 people there.
Yeah. Was anybody there that got the idea that, hey, we don't want to get involved in this in any form?
Yes, a whole bunch of people felt that.
But did they say it out loud? Was
yes,
there any...
they did.
Okay.
They did. People were very outspoken.
Okay, great.
You have a good day, Derek.
Hey, thank you, Ed. Let's go to Janet in New Mexico. Hi, Janet. Hey,
we're...
Pardon me?
Yeah, there you are.
Okay. I just want to give your listeners a heads up on what the federal government is doing when they ask for public input. This is simply something they have to do. It's like checking off a box in order to get whatever they want through. In my opinion, they have already made the decision of what they want to do. And public opinion is something that is required by law, so they go and get the public opinion, but since the decision has already been made the way they want to make it, this input is just used to say that we checked off the box, we got the public input. What I think the American citizens can do is insist that their public input be made part of the final decision documents. That way, anybody that reads these reports that justify what the government wants to do, the adverse comments are there. They're not just something that they can say, that the federal government can say, that we took and we considered and we rejected. So I think if people would just insist that their public input be made part of the written decision, this would really put the brakes on the whole thing.
Let me ask, stay with us, Janet, but
okay.
let me ask Russell. Janice, see, most of these meetings are not public, that we've been talking about, are not necessarily public input meetings. These are meetings that I think, at least, is this not right, Russell, where you have actually invited the congressmen and the senators to come and to hear your story. Yes, your radio's on or something's in my headset here, Jeff. I don't know if you did it or if it's Russell. Are you still there, Russell?
Jerry?
Okay, let's move along here. But anyway, Janet, in the meantime, I think most of these meetings are meetings that have been sponsored at the local level by local people.
Okay.
Just to, you know, I don't know that they're checking off a box on what we're talking about now. Now, you're 100% right.
Well, eventually they're going to have to check off that box somewhere or another along the line.
Right.
Now, if you can get the ear of your politician, that's all well and good. But in my experience, I found that the bureaucrats, the entrenched lifelong employees of these agencies have a lot more power than our local state or federal politicians because of the vulnerability of a politician having to run for office and having a limited amount of term. These people that we're up against are in there for life.
Oh, yeah, they're in, we call them entrenched bureaucrats. You
right.
Can't get rid of them.
Exactly. So I just wanted to bring that up to people, no matter what, whether it's this animal ID or on any subject, that they just absolutely insist that their comments be made part of the decision record.
Well, you know, and going back to your type of meeting that they're talking about, most of these meetings are not Democratic meetings. They're facilitated meetings.
Okay.
And I don't know, have you ever attended one of those? Go ahead.
Well, I've attended many types of meetings, and the interesting ones are the ones that they don't call meetings for public input, but they call them informational workshops.
Right, and there'll be a facilitator come in there with an agenda. They already know what they're doing, and they know how to handle crowds.
Exactly,
so,
exactly. It's all window dressing, Derry. So that's why I'm saying we have to insist that our voices be part of the record.
Our voices be heard throughout the land. Hey, thanks for the call. Another commercial coming up. We'll be right. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Please stand by and stay with me if you would. Russell Wood.
Listen to this show again at DerryBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he would enjoy the opera much more if there were no singers, Derry Brownfield.
We are back. Now, I think Ed made a very interesting point a while ago when he said you can see all of these things coming together. He didn't use the term connect the dots. As to me, every time you hear someone make a speech, they talk about connecting the dots. And for those of you that don't remember the old newspapers back 50 years ago, you had to connect the dots. And if you connected the right ones, it drew a picture. And did you ever see one of those, Jeff? Well, there used to be a little puzzle came out in the newspaper, and it had dots everywhere. And the next week it would come out, or the next day it'd come out, it'd have numbers on the dots to show you where you should have gone. But if you get the right dots connected, it'll paint a picture for you. It'll draw a picture for you. Okay, I've heard this. Jillions of people are talking about connecting the dots, and I think it is a good way to explain the thing. But to connect the dots, and Ed made this point a while ago. All this, everything that we're talking about, is part of Agenda 21. Now, Agenda 21 is thousands of pages. I've not read it. We've got a copy back here, but I don't know that there's a thing in there about animal ID. But if you look at it from the overall standpoint, it's all part of this globalization thing, because we already have animal ID in Great Britain and the European community. It's in Australia, it's in Brazil and some of these other countries, and Canada. So It's something that is part of this globalization. Now, if you remember back when we first started talking about bird flu, and this has been several months ago, and remember President Bush made the comment that if we have a pandemic, I had to look up and see what a pandemic was. A pandemic is where it's a whole gob of people all at once. If we have a pandemic of bird flu, then the we need to be able to quarantine entire areas, perhaps entire states, maybe entire regions. He talked about this, being able to quarantine. Now, just today, let me see. This is from New Delhi, India, and it's dated February the 23rd. So it was Thursday, all right? Indian authorities virtually cut off traffic through a town on Thursday as of 11 out of 12 people quarantined following a bird flu outbreak in chickens tested negative to the virus. That means they didn't have it, but they quarantined the town. I guess there's one in there. They said the one last sample had to undergo further tests to conclusively decide its status and the result of further screening, and that would be announced on Saturday. That'll be tomorrow. Two more people were quarantined on Thursday, including a veterinarian worker involved in culling chickens. And India's first outbreak of bird flu was confirmed in chickens on Saturday. All right, so we've got it in the chicken population there in India, right? At least that's what they think they have. Now, they have already bird flu reaction teams. And these bird flu reaction teams are destroying egg trays. I'm not to the good part yet. Stay with me. Authorities have now placed restrictions on, get this, trains and road traffic passing through the town. We are telling travelers to use masks. You know, everybody's got a mask in their car. So I guess, Jeff, I'm sure you and Beth have masks just in case, you know, they have to go through a town that's got bird flu, right? We are telling road travelers to use masks and get on with their journeys without stopping. Well, what about all these geese? Wonder if they have as many geese in India as we have here in the United States. Those rascals just fly all over everything. They go to golf courses. Gosh, you couldn't play golf anymore. Trains are not stopping here, and trucks are being parked at a site 4 kilometers away from town. Now, this is exactly what Bush was talking about. If we have even, see, they don't know what they've got. They don't know that they have bird flu. They haven't found it in any people at all yet, but they're going to stop traffic. I think, I really truly believe that our government just can't wait to just try this out and see. You know, we've got to have a bird flu or something so that we can see if we can, what people are going to do when we tell them they can't drive through a little town or enter a big city or whatever it happens to be. How are people going to respond? They've got to try that out. They had a pretty good trial run on it when Katrina hit in New Orleans, and you saw what happened there. Anyhow, let's go back to the telephones. Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich, you're up next.
Yeah, hi, Derry. Actually, this is on the, what you're talking about on the way the government holds meetings.
Yes.
Yeah, here's a great example. You remember all the flap over the Klamath Valley?
Yeah, the cutting the water off, sure.
Right, and that was the water that was being held back by a dam there. Well, now, you know, dams have to have their permits renewed. I think it's every 40 or 50 years. And the Klamath Valley dams are up for renewal. So I don't know which department, I don't know whether it's BLM or Interior, what holds hearings on the whether or not the dam permit should be renewed or whether the dam should be torn down. Because, let's face it, if they tore the dams down, the farmers can't get water, period.
Well, that's what they want. They don't want farmers to have water.
Right. So what they did is they held the meetings. Now, the Klamath Basin is almost up by the headwaters of the river, right? They held the meetings all the way down, almost on the ocean. And the only people that showed up in the meeting were the watermelon wackos because no one else was told about the meetings. So the only people they had testifying were, tear the dams down, tear the dams down. They're useless. They're no good. They're destroying the river. Take them down. Not one single farmer showed up there because They were never told.
And they always hold it where it's difficult to go. The first thing I thought about when I saw this animal ID meeting in West Plains, which is coming up on Monday, February the 27th, Representative Joanne Emerson will be there, 2 p.m. That's right after lunch, right? In the afternoon at the Civic Center. Now, most people that farm or have livestock have to subsidize that operation with a job. They always hold these things at a time when it's going to be almost impossible for the majority of the people that really are involved in this thing to show up, or they make it so difficult to get there, like they'll hold a regional meeting in some place that's more difficult to attend. But, hey, Rich, thanks for the meeting. Thanks for the comment. Let's go on to that's Kathy, I believe. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Rich is absolutely right, and we are going to have another meeting at Howell Oregon Electric.
Where is it going to be?
Howell Oregon Electric Co-op on Highway 63, and this one is March 10th at 6:30 p.m. beyond the Civic Center one.
Okay, Howell Oregon Electric Co-op.
In West Plains on Highway 63 North, March 10th at 6:30 p.m.
63 North at the Howell Electric Co-op, and it's going to be at 6 in the evening, you said?
Yes, sir. 6:30 p.m.
6:30.
Oh, I'm sorry. I believe that's 7.
That's all right.
Mistake or error on that.
Yeah, get there early and have for the happy hour.
Yes, absolutely. And I believe that a representative or an assistant to the assistant to the assistant.
Yeah, there you go.
Talent will be at this one. They are saying they will come. They are not absolutely committed, of course.
See, I am totally convinced that if every area would do what you're doing there in your area. And are you still with me, Russell?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we had a little technical problem here a while ago, and you didn't hear the comment. But explain to our listeners how in your area you turned this bill totally around. They had already passed the legislation. The governor had signed it into existence. It was a law on this meter reading bill. And, hey, it's not there today, is it?
Well, you don't recognize it. It's we did that simply with the same process of letting the people know what was in this law that had been passed. And let the people know and hold these meetings. Now, we scheduled the meetings. We didn't wait for some officials to do it. We scheduled a meeting, and we got the crowds in, and then invited the powers that be to come in and discuss it with us, listen in, whatever. And that set the momentum, which eventually caused enough state legislators to see what the people were thinking and see the bill itself. That was a big problem, so many of them didn't even know what was in it. And I think we're going to find that's true with this animal ID, that I'll bet you if you ask any of them right now, they'd say that, it's for tracking foot and mouth disease in cows and so forth. I don't think they even know that it includes horses and ostriches and fish and everything else. But, we're having a meet. There's going to be a meeting at Gainesville, Missouri.
So that's way up in March.
That's March 9th.
Is it March 9th? You know, I'm writing this down here, and I missed when Kathy called, and I've got to take a break. Kathy, I didn't get the day that's going to be held in West Plains. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And we have a bank of callers. Let's get along as many as we can. Tim in Missouri. Hi, Tim. You're up next.
Hi, Derry. I thought I'd call in with a different angle on the animal ID system and how right now, you know, they talk about it being voluntary, but we all know that government programs that start out as voluntary often become mandatory. And this national animal ID system would be the perfect tool to track the number of animal units or the number of animals that are located within a specific watershed or a watershed district. And that would allow them to then regulate those farms that have animals that currently are not regulated because they don't have enough animal units, you know, to...
Hey, something went awry here. I don't know what happened. Are you with me, Jeff? Are we on the air? Tim, are you there? Russell, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Tim, I don't know what happened, but Tim was making a good point.
Yes, he was. That's a very good point.
But what he was saying is this. You know, we've talked about these watersheds and the salt projects and all this. They, meaning the powerful elite, is wanting to control the livestock that's on any particular watershed. We know that.
Yes.
They do it through their animal feeding units and this sort of thing, and how, you know, they have to control, what is it called, CAFTA or something? Not CAFTA, it's, can you remember what it is?
Okay.
Well, you know what we're talking about. You can't put... Tim, yeah, you're back. Okay, I don't know what happened, Tim. I think we thought maybe that the bird flu had hit down there.
I think somebody's messing with my telephone.
Okay.
Did you get any of that?
I got a percentage of it, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, basically, the direction I'm coming from is they're forming watershed districts in different areas of Missouri, and I'm sure in other states as well. And the premise that they're using to form these watershed districts typically is based upon the management of animal waste, particularly from the confined animal feeding operations, which are regulated based upon the number of animal units. But they also have to quantify.
It happened again.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I know what the numbers are, the figures are on that. It is C, confined animal feeding operations. So it's CAFO.
Yeah, CAFO.
CAFO, yeah. But I think Kim is making a very, very good point there.
I think that's very valid what he's trying to say.
Right. Let's go to Wanda. Hi, Wanda. You're up next. She's gone. Okay, let's go to Dave in Arkansas. Hi, Dave. You're up next.
Good morning, Derry.
Yes.
Let's cut straight to the chase, if we would.
Okay, because we're going to be out of time here very quickly.
And that's the limits of federal authority. Okay?
Hey, listen, I didn't realize how near we were out of time. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with me, Dave. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and let's see how much authority the feds actually do have.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Gold is back in the news, as I knew it would be. Why is gold rising, asked CNN? Well, because rising oil and gold together usually signal serious inflation ahead. But here's the best news. Gold could double faster than real estate in the next 5 years, according to the experts. Right now is the moment to take action before the prices go higher. Call the experts on gold. In my book, that's Swiss America, at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. They'll explain how simple it is to diversify into gold, which is universally acknowledged as the best inflation-fighting asset the world has ever known. Ask for your copy of Rediscovering Gold, the book, and The Economic Solutions, the magazine, together, a $30 value, free today by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Discover why rising gold is inflation proof.
Living off the grid, that means no monthly utility bills, no electric bill, no water bill, and you know that by using renewable energies, you can save resources and lower or completely eliminate monthly utility bills. But what does it look like in practice? See the video that answers that question, Alternative Power Video. You'll see one man and his family make their own electricity, pump their water, and heat their house for less than $70 a year. Video chapters cover the battery system, inverter, generator, solar panels, water, heat, plus a bonus chapter on net metering. Alternative Power Video is instructional and inspirational. Alternative Power Video in DVD format only is 70 minutes long for just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. For credit card orders, go to AlternativePowerVideo.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, now Dave in Arkansas, you were about to talk about the limits of federal authority. Please do.
Okay, let's start, Derry, with the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. Under definition, section 3, the term state, that's capitalized, means a state of the United States and the District of Columbia. That plainly is stating that does not include Missouri, Arkansas, and the other several states of the Union, now does it?
Well, I don't know. It looks to me like it does. Why doesn't it?
There's a difference between a federal state and a state of the Union parties to the Constitution. In other words, Puerto Rico, Guam, and so on, et cetera, are not parties to the Constitution.
Okay.
They do not rise to that rank of states of the Union, period. And it says, plainly says so, in their definitions. Okay? The state of Arkansas director of election commissioner sent me a one-inch thick packet, and that Help America Voter Act of 2002, way back, buried about an inch down under Section 901, is state defined. In this act, the term state includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Guam, American Samoa, and the United States Virgin Islands. And that's it. Derry doesn't even apply to the states of the Union. Acts of Congress are limited to those federal areas and not the states of the Union. It's plain and simple, Derry. It's a question of jurisdiction. So instead of getting so buried deep in all of these provisions of rules, regulations, etc., let's start attacking them on jurisdictional issues, because all law is territorial in nature. The federal government is foreign to all of the several states of the Union, as is each state foreign to the others. It's plain and simple, Derry.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are plain and simple, and we know that they're going right on, and I say they, the federal government, acting like it's not, just like the Constitution is plain and simple. But the way the government, the administrations, and not only the last administration, but many administrations ahead of Bush Jr., have said, oh, no, that's not the way it reads, and they change it on us. But, hey, I appreciate the comment, Dave. We've got time for maybe one more. Tim in Texas. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Debbie.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know they came over the local Austin news yesterday, and a feller has come up with the plague. And they think that he's caught it while he was out rabbit hunting in New Mexico, but then they got on there and said, oh, don't worry, though, he's not contagious or any of that stuff. But you never know about that. Now, Tim in Missouri had a great idea on that watershed thing, and let's give out the number of people, get that smart growth, protecting water resources with smart growth.
Okay.
That manual, it's 1-800-490-9198. 800-490-9198. Tell them that you want protecting water resources with smart growth. And that'll
you've got a copy of it.
Yes, sir.
Does it mention Animal ID in there?
Derry, I haven't read it that closely to see if it does or not, but I will be now.
You know, I get all these. I'm pretty sure we have a copy of that back there. Did you get that off of my show to begin with?
Yes, sir, I sure did.
Okay.
And in fact, when I called the EPA, did they say, did you hear this on Derry Brownfield? I said, you bet I did. So the EPA knows who you are and knows what you're doing, and I'm loving it.
Well, anyhow, I'm like you. You don't have time to go. I mean, you spend your whole life just doing this. And we don't have a staff, you know, to do that. But anyhow, appreciate the call. We have several callers we didn't get to. And it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails. The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle